This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
It took more than 4 years, but finally, California dairy producers know for sure that starting in November, they will be leaving California's state milk marketing order system and joining a federal system. USDA this week announcing results of a producer referendum, a move that was authorized in the 2014 Farm Bill. Dana Cole, Deputy Administrator of Dairy Programs for USDA's Agricultural Marketing Services, California dairy farmers will keep their state quotas under the new federal milk marketing order system.
The unique thing that this order does that was approved by producers and will be implemented in November is that it implements a federal order that is very similar to all federal orders, and then it allows the state to continue the operations of their quota program just as they currently maintain within the California state order. The California dairy producers value the quota program that they have, and this quota program is worth a significant amount of money to the dairy producers who own quota within the state of California. So it was imperative, if they changed from a state order to a federal order, that they be allowed to carry forward the quota program so that they can maintain that asset on their balance sheet.
And she gives the timeline for implementing the federal milk marketing orders in California.
The California Federal Milk Marketing Order will be implemented on October 17 with the announcement of the advanced Class 1 prices. These prices will then be used on November 1 when we actually begin the regulation of the entities, the processors, who will be regulated underneath the California Federal Milk Marketing Order.
California producers voted for change because they saw their milk check lower than producers in other areas that were under a federal system.
And what we see is that there will be an overall increase in producer prices paid to dairy farmers in California. And therefore, it puts California producers on equal footing with other parts of the country.
California represents about 20% of all U.S. milk production. Now this.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Handling unauthorized visitors on your farm. Patrick Cavanaugh tells us more.
An event that happened this week as part of the Animal Liberation Conference held at Berkeley, California. Direct Action Everywhere spearheaded a protest during which hundreds of activists descended upon a California egg farm. Activists unlawfully entered the egg operation and stole laying hens. Ultimately, dozens of activists were arrested for trespassing, and this could happen on any animal livestock operation. Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance.
Make sure that anyone who might be on your farm, whether it is employees or family members, knows how to handle unexpected visitors. So whether it's a huge group or just one or two people trying to get access, make sure people know how to handle people who are unauthorized to be on your property. We also need to make sure we're trying to avoid conflict and avoid making this kind of a bigger story or something they can try to draw attention to. So, you know, don't get into arguments with them. Don't get into altercations with them. You will never change their mind. It's not about education. It's not about sharing what you do. They just don't support animal agriculture. It doesn't matter how well animals are cared for. If at the end of the day we are using them for human purposes, they view that as unacceptable.
And these activists are letting others know everywhere.
One of the biggest aspects of this group that we've been keeping an eye on is that they do live stream all of their publicity stunts. So whether it's on farms or they go out to grocery stores, always being live streamed on Facebook. So you absolutely need to be mindful of how you're reacting to keep your cool. Remember that you're representing the industry. I know it's very emotional and it's very frustrating to have someone be attacking your livelihood, attacking your family, attacking your integrity. But you have to remember that not only are you there in front of those people, but it is probably being broadcast to thousands more online.
Anna Thompson-Weeman is with the Animal Agriculture Alliance, animalegalliance.org. And stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.